Hey, friends, I want to first thank you for tuning in to the SGT Report version of the podcast, The Propaganda Antidote. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Same with the box of cereal. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time, everywhere now. It's how corporations are trying to hide inflation, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
They're pulled like puppets. That's why I say when we talk about this globalist agenda, it's not just Democrats who are part of that. So are Republicans. It's the same agenda. That's why they hate America first. You use that phrase, America first, they hate it. That's why you can differ and you can separate Republican candidates. You have the America first Republican candidate, and then you have the establishment Republican candidate.
Hey, friends, that was Pastor Jack, jacklaw.us. He's running for one of two Senate seats in the great state of Oklahoma. You want to help make America great again? Then get behind this guy and let's get him elected. And we'll start taking back our country one seat at a time. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. If you think crypto assets are the future, I've got good news. My Digital Money's cash account is here. Finally, a crypto cash trading platform with top-notch US-based client service that actually answers the phone when you need help. My Digital Money offers features to help you make a better crypto investment decision that are either not available or that you have to pay for in other platforms. Trigger orders, that's right, automatically sell or buy coins based on your own parameters. Gain loss prompt, know how much you're making or losing in real time. Tax options, you can choose how to sell your cryptos to make your taxes most efficient for your needs. Since MDM offers both crypto IRA and cash trading, there's no need to move from one platform to another for all your crypto investments. You can do all of your crypto investment in one platform and enjoy a customer service quality you can't find elsewhere. The company was founded by our friend Colin Plume from Noble Gold Investments, so it's a company you can trust. Although MDM is offering cryptocurrency investments, their primary product is service. My Digital Money is here for you. Just dial 833-636-2008 or look them up on the web, mydigitalmoney.com. Hey, friends, thank you so much for tuning in. It's absolutely fantastic to have you back. I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, and we have much to be thankful for. We're still free. We still have a First Amendment, a Second Amendment. Well, heck, a whole Bill of Rights, and I think that's very important. We have a Constitution, which we embrace against tyrants and dictators. Look what's going on in Austria. They want to lock down the country and force jab everyone. Look what's going on in Australia. Well, guess what? We have 50 states, and that guarantees our freedoms because the criminal federal government, whatever power it has left at this point, it derives that power from the consent of the governed in those 50 states. And I'm very glad to welcome to the show Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer. He's running for U.S. Senate in one of those states, the state of Oklahoma. He's been endorsed by General Flynn, Sebastian Gorka, Mike Lindell, and now me, Sean, at SGT Report.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Thank you so much.
How are you, Pastor? It's great to have you back.
Doing well. Just got endorsed by you. But guess who also just endorsed me this morning here in Tulsa? Mr. Roger Stone. He flew into Tulsa. We held a press conference. And so we got a lot of great things happening here in Oklahoma.
Well, very good. I want to do a screen share and show everybody you're the real deal. You're a family man.
Those are real kids, by the way.
You actually love your country. Well, I bet you're not going to get them jabbed with the experimental
No, that's not going to happen. I saw Fauci today talking about how they need to vaccinate babies. Did you see that one? Wanting to vaccinate babies now?
I did. Yeah, that Viper is calling for the vaccination of infants and toddlers by, what is it, Q1 or Q2 of this new year. And I just had a far-reaching, incredible conversation with Dr. Zev Zelenko. That was the interview I posted prior to this one. And that man's on fire. He knows the real deal. He knows that Dr. Tony Fauci, although just a puppet who answers to much more powerful people above him on a global level, but a Viper nonetheless. And you're right, the man wants to jab infants in time.
Well, Fauci, you know, he's worshipped by the left. I've never seen anything like it in my life. He is totally worshipped by the left. And, you know, I got in a little bit of hot water on social media because I made a comment that Anthony Fauci is a mass murderer while Kyle Rittenhouse is an American hero. And you would have thought, you know, the world had just gone mad because of that statement, but it's totally true. Anthony Fauci is a mass murderer that needs to be, first of all, fired. Needs to be fired, first off. Then he needs to be arrested and convicted of crimes against humanity. We're talking funding gain of function research in the Wuhan lab where we got COVID-19. This guy getting to walk around free while you got somebody like Kyle Rittenhouse who could have spent his entire life in prison for defending himself against three thugs that attacked him, one being a convicted pedophile, the other being somebody who was convicted of beating women. The world, we're living upside down right now. No common sense.
You know, I read that hit piece. It wasn't even really a hit piece. There was a piece written about you in Newsweek. And the title was GOP Senate candidate calls Fauci a mass murderer and Kyle Rittenhouse an American hero. And I read through this thing and there's really nothing in this that is a hit piece against you. They basically just flush out that headline and basically say that Fauci's taken a little bit of heat for his ties to the funding of research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. But that's about it. It doesn't really rebut anything that you've said. And I agree with you. Dr. Tony Fauci should be indicted and arrested for crimes against humanity because he knows that this is not a vaccine. It's an experimental mRNA gene therapy. And as many people I've interviewed, doctors and such have called it, it's a bioweapon. And he knows it.
Here's the thing that is even worse is he knew that we had safe and effective therapeutics that could have saved so many lives this last year. So many people could have been spared from dying from COVID-19 if they would have been treated with ivermectin, budesonide, or hydroxychloroquine. Just those three simple drugs that we have that we've had for a long time. Now, you know, you say the word ivermectin and all of a sudden the whole left, they just go berserk. And I was doing a show the other night and YouTube took down the show because I used the word ivermectin. I said ivermectin and they took it down. It's unbelievable. They're like, well, that's horse dewormer. You know, you saw that whole Joe Rogan CNN fiasco that was going on because he took horse dewormer. Well, ivermectin, it won a Nobel Peace Prize for being used on humans, It's safe. It's effective. We could have saved a lot of people, but Anthony Fauci fought those safe and therapeutic those therapeutics. That to me says this guy is bad news. He's bad news. Not only did he fund the creation of the virus, he withheld those things that could have treated the virus. And now he has the cure that everybody has to take, whether you want to or not. Everybody has to take it. It's not really a good cure, and it's not really preventing the spread of COVID-19 as we've seen the results. It's not stopping the spread.
What is your reaction to that news that Fauci is now touting this experimental vaccination? And again, it's not a vaccine. I have to stop saying that. It is a
death jab. I know. I'm guilty of it too.
What is your reaction to him touting this thing is going to be available for babies and toddlers? It just, you know, what I said to Dr. Zelenko is this man knows no shame. There's no bounds. There's no, literally no bounds to his evil.
Well, see, what they're going to do, and this is where I would say our movement, the circles that we're in of strong Christian conservative circles, we failed last year when we did not fight back strongly against the mask mandate. You know, some of us did. Like, I didn't enforce the mask mandate at my church in Tulsa, and I had to threaten the city of Tulsa with a lawsuit over it. But as a whole, we really didn't fight the mask mandate because we just thought to ourselves, you know, it's here today. It'll be gone tomorrow. If we would have fought the mask mandate back then, we would not have the vaccine mandate that we have today. So what we have to do is we've got to draw a line in the sand right here, right now, because they're not just going to stop where they are. This is, I mean, think about it. They're now at the demographic of babies. It started, if you remember, where did it start with? It started with the elderly, right? We got to get all the elderly vaccinated because they're the most susceptible. And there wasn't even a strong push to get people who were my age and in my health vaccinated. Well, now someone my age, my health, has to be vaccinated if I'm going to have a job here in the United States of America. Now they've moved on to children and babies. And it's not just going to be like, hey, we recommend that your infant takes this. It's going to be your infant must take this. We are living upside down in this country. And the prime example is we worship somebody like Anthony Fauci, a mass murderer. We worship somebody like Fauci, and we demonize somebody like Kyle Rittenhouse, who's an American hero. That just goes to show you the culture in this country is totally upside down. We are living on our heads, and we've got to course correct very quickly, or we're in a lot of trouble.
Boy, yeah, you've hit the nail on the head. And as I covered in that interview with Dr. Zelenko, this quote-unquote vaccine is doing tremendous damage to the blood of those that take it. Blood clotting and stuff like that is just the tip of the iceberg. The new data coming out from the research being done on vaccinated people's blood is that it is quite literally causing AIDS. People's immune systems are absolutely crashing, and they're getting acquired immune deficiency syndrome from this vaccine. You can't make this stuff up. The science is very, very clear. And by the way, guys, I should note, I think I see Clay Clark back there in the Clay Clark in the background.
Clay right there.
There he is. So you're coming to us from Clay's studios there. You guys are buddies, and that's very good.
Oh, yeah. Because, I'm going to have him come in. Hey, Clay, come say hi.
Has he been helpful to you in terms of raising money? Because let's talk about how does one run for Senate if one's just a regular
right
Joe? Hey, Clay, how are you, sir?
Send it to them.
I like that microphone, by the way. That's a pretty cool American flag microphone.
But no,
the question I have is, how does one even have the gumption to run for U.S. Senate when, you know, it costs millions and millions, tens of millions of dollars in some cases?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I never wanted to run for the U.S. Senate. That was kind of like the first initial step. I was so upset with January the 6th and watching James Langford, who's our senator here in Oklahoma, cave like a coward on national television. I was upset about it. So I was complaining to my wife and, you know, and just venting, right? You know, I was just venting, complaining. And she got annoyed with it, said, stop complaining and do something. What are you supposed to do? I mean, you think back to January the 6th. You remember what type of mess we had up in Washington, D.C.? I mean, it was a mess. I'm thinking, I can't do anything about that. And then I kept complaining. And she said, you need to run against him. And I said, I don't need to run against him. You know, that's not what I wanted. That's not what I need to do. Well, I kind of compromised with her. I said, I'll think about it. I'll get some business leaders together and throw the idea out there. You know, I might run, I might not run. And one of the business leaders was my friend Clay Clark. And he pushed and pushed and pushed. And, you know, he has opened up doors for me. I've been able to connect with so many great people because of Clay. And Clay has taught me a lot in the perspective of how we can apply simple business principles over into the political realm, such as we don't need a few people giving a lot of money. We just need a lot of people giving a little bit of money. And this is the beautiful thing. And I think you're going to love this. I've had over $500,000 raised in the campaign, which has blown everybody away because I don't take any PAC money already. And we've had over 4,000 individual donors. People can't believe it. 4,000 individual donors this quickly. So it's a lot of people giving a little bit, but a lot of people giving a little bit adds up to a whole lot. And that way you don't go in and you don't have to sell your soul for a whole lot of money so you can win a Senate seat. So where I think we're doing it, it's a new method. It's a new method, but we're doing very well at it. And Clay has been a big factor in that.
Well, let's shout out the website for those listening who might want to pitch in 5, 10, 20, 30, yeah. 50 bucks. How do people do that real quickly?
Well, they can go to my website, jacksonlawmeyer.com, but that's a hard last name to spell, L-A-H-M-E-Y-E-R. So all we did is I always joke around with people and say, I should have legally changed my name to Jack Law. You know how easy it'd been to campaign on a name like Jack Law. So I didn't change my name, but I bought the domain, jacklaw.us. So J-A-C-K. jacklaw.us, and jacklaw.us will take you to jacksonlawmeyer.com. And there you can read about where I stand on particular issues. You can see some of the things that we have been doing and what we plan on doing. And then you can also donate. And every dollar counts in this fight. You say, well, I don't live in Oklahoma. Well, a U.S. senator impacts the United States of America, whether they're from Florida, whether they're from Texas or Oklahoma. There's only 100 senators, and we have got to get America First people in the Senate and in the House. We've got to remove all rhinos. We have to do it. We do not have a Democrat problem in this country right now. We have a Republican problem that has empowered the radical Democrat agenda. We got to get rid of the rhinos. And so we're doing that here in Oklahoma. But I need help from people that will say, hey, I'll do $5 or I'll do $10. A little bit from a lot of people adds up to a whole lot.
Well, absolutely. And people do want to help get good people elected, yeah, because that's the only way we're going to take our country back. And I think many people, me included, millions of people are getting sick and tired of the rhinos, those that claim to cherish our country, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, but who fold at the first sign of conflict.
Yes.
And I think we can all recall Lindsey Graham folding like a cheap accordion, accordion saying,
Mitch McConnell,
I tried to be helpful. I think this was on the night of January 5th, maybe. Do I have that date right? Mm-hmm. And instead of fighting to get the audits done, to find out how the votes really came out, how the votes were really tallied in these states where we see all this election fraud, he said, I tried to be helpful, enough's enough. And then they basically announced that Biden was the new president. That's it. Enough's enough.
Yep.
What would you have done if you had been in Lindsey Graham's shoes, who's the senator for South Carolina?
So it's kind of a twofold answer here. One, you would have fought to push to extend. That was what they were trying to do. They were trying to get a little bit more time before they certified, so they would have time to conduct the audits, especially in Arizona. That was the battleground, Maricopa County. Obviously, we recognize there was the other counties that we know there was fraud, but it was Maricopa County. So obviously, you would have pushed to extend it and say, well, what if you didn't have the numbers? Because that was the excuse of many of them. Well, you know, we think there was fraud, but we just, you know, didn't have the numbers to get anything done. Here's the reality. You do the right thing because it's the right thing to do, regardless if you have the numbers to win it or not. When it came to this election, that was a stolen election without a shadow of a doubt. We needed fair, legal audits to happen before anybody was certified, because there was so many irregularities. There was so many things that were happening. I mean, for crying out loud, you're covering up the windows, you have pipes that are bursting, you stop counting until you get a dump in at 3 a.m. There was so much happening. We didn't need to certify on January the 6th. We needed to extend it. We needed to fight for what was right. Unfortunately, weak Republicans gave in, gave us Joe Biden, gave us Afghanistan, gave us hyperinflation, gave us the debacle that we have right now, gave us vaccine mandates. Because here's the reality. All these issues that we're facing are a direct result of November the 3rd. They're a direct result of November the 3rd. You think about it. That Afghanistan debacle is a result of a stolen election. Do you think for a moment that would have happened under President Trump's watch? No way. Hyperinflation, where we're at right now, people, we're not at hyper. You trust me, we are on the verge. We just haven't seen it. We are here. That is a direct result of November the 3rd. You look at the southern border, the invasion happening down there. That's a direct result of November the 3rd. Stolen elections have extreme consequences, and we didn't fight. We don't have a Democrat problem. We got a weak Republican problem that has empowered the Democrat radical agenda.
And it is a radical agenda. It's a globalist agenda. Yep. It's a United Nations agenda. It's an anti-American agenda. That much is clear. And I am so sick and tired of these rhinos, 13 in particular, in the case of the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, who voted for it. Now, explain that to me. Do they not understand what the Green New Deal is? Do they not understand what UN Agenda 2030 is? Because I want people to understand what that means. Under UN Agenda 2030, you will no longer be able to afford to heat your home.
Yep.
And that's exactly what they want. They don't want single family home ownership. They don't want that. They want to ban that. Remember, According to the World Economic Forum, in the future, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. So this is where they're taking us. Do those 13 rhinos not know that? Do they not understand?
No, I think they know it very well.
Agenda 2030 is?
I don't think these are dumb people. I don't think they're dumb people. I think they're very corrupt and nefarious people. And let's just, they're not stupid. They're not stupid people. They know that, but they've been bought and paid for. They've been bought and paid for, and they're pulled. They're pulled like puppets. That's why I say when we talk about this globalist agenda, it's not just Democrats who are part of that. So are Republicans. So are Republicans. It's the same agenda. That's why they hate America First. You use that phrase, America First. They hate it. That's why you can differ and you can separate Republican candidates. You have the America First Republican candidate, and then you have the establishment Republican candidate. It used to be, you remember the rise of the Tea Party. That was a big, big movement, right? You had the Tea Party. Right now, it's America First candidates versus corrupt establishment candidates. And this country has to have America First leaders. It's the job of the leaders of the United States of America to put Americans first. Think about it. If you work, let's name a shoe company, you worked for Nike, okay? You're a salesman for Nike. It's not your job to go sell Adidas. Why? Because you represent and you work for Nike, not Adidas. Unfortunately, we have elected officials that are paid by the United States of America that work for China. It makes no sense whatsoever. We've got to have America First people in office, the House and the Senate.
Well, let me ask you this. I don't think you're a naive man. So how would you handle the pressure of Washington, D.C. if you do become a U.S. senator for the state of Oklahoma? Because you know when you get there, you're going to hear this right away. They're going to be knocking on your door. And who will be knocking? Lobbyists. Mm-hmm. Lobbyists from big tech, lobbyists from big pharma, lobbyists from big corporate America that want to buy you off. What are you going to say to these people? And how do you keep the vipers at bay?
That's a great question. That's probably the best question somebody could ask, because what we see a lot of times is we sent so-and-so to Washington, D.C., and so-and-so was a good person, went in with the right intentions. And then a few years later, what typically happens? They get corrupted by the system. They become a part of the system. So how do you not become a part of the swamp? How do you not become a part or a creature of the environment which you're in? It's probably the best question anybody could ask any candidate running for office, because you can have the right intentions. You can have the right message. You can have the right heart at the beginning. But if you get corrupted in the middle, that's bad news. For me, I've been extremely fortunate. I have been so, so fortunate in this process to have people come around me like General Michael Flynn, like Roger Stone, like Sebastian Gorka, who know the ins and the outs of the swamp, but haven't been corrupted by the swamp. So you go in as a rookie like myself. You don't know what you don't know. You don't know who's a good guy. You don't know who's a bad guy. You don't know what you don't know. Well, these individuals, they know what they know. And so they have come alongside me, and they're sort of like a guard for me. And it's been a beautiful thing, because they are invested in me. They want to protect me. And that I'm extremely thankful for. Now, when it comes to the lobbyists and it comes to the money and all those different dynamics, it has to be a resounding, I'm not going to represent you. I'm going to represent the people of Oklahoma and the people of the United States of America. That's a hard decision that you must make. And this is how you do it. You say, I'm not going to kiss the ring of Mitch McConnell. You see, that's the real trouble that people get in. They get elected, they go to D.C. and they kiss the ring of the House leadership or the Senate leadership. Well, when it comes to Mitch McConnell, I will not be kissing the ring of Mitch McConnell. I've been very, very open, very, very outspoken. I will never support Mitch McConnell as a Senate leader for Republicans. Never going to do it. We need an American First Senate leader. We've got to have an American First. Mitch McConnell's not America First. That all of us know.
Hey, friends, this is a good time for a quick break and a word about our sponsor. Yeah, it's Noble Gold. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Yeah, well, that's good to hear. And what really surprises me when I see the numbers, you know, as it pertains to lobbyists and people in Congress or the Senate who have essentially been bought off by lobbyists,
yeah,
the numbers are never that big. I mean, you're talking about, oh, they got $40,000 from Pfizer for their election, or you got $10,000 yes. from, you know, AT&T. It just blows me away. It's not that much money. Why do these people sell out for 30 pieces of silver? Isn't the Constitution right. and the country more important to them?
Well, the Bible's very clear. The love of money is the root of all, not some, not most. The love of money is the root of all evil. And DC is set up to corrupt you. That I have been made well aware of from those who are around me. The environment is set up to corrupt you. And if you have this inclination towards greed, which all of us do, because all of us are born into sin, all of us are inclined towards greed, you can fall very, very quickly. That is why there has to be a constant self-reflection between, am I choosing greed or am I choosing generosity in life? The only way that you break the back of greed is you got to choose generosity. I've been very fortunate in the industry that I'm in as a pastor. It's a line of generosity. And that's what a public servant should be. You're choosing to be generous to the people that you're serving. You don't necessarily oversee them. You're serving them. And that takes generosity. If you're greedy, you will abuse and misuse them. And so that, and pastors do it. I mean, you know that. There's corrupt pastors, just like there's corrupt politicians. And it's what's in the heart. Are you inclined to greed or are you inclined to generosity? We have to choose generosity to serve people, to love people.
Yeah, I don't disagree with anything you've just said there. I also think, though, that there's a lust for power. And a lot of these people who go to Washington, D.C., they get addicted to the power. They get addicted to the pomp and circumstance. They get addicted to having a staff. Yeah, they get addicted to having a support staff. They get addicted to being on Fox News or CNN doing interviews. And so then they become no longer servants of the people, but servants of their own power.
Yes.
And that's what we are sick and tired of seeing in this country.
We need term limits. We've got to get term limits. Now, it's not going to happen because these people aren't going to vote to put themselves out of a job. But we can enforce term limits at the ballot box. We have to do that. You got to hold people accountable. You have to do it.
I couldn't agree more. And in terms of elections, for those that really have a bitter taste in their mouth over this last stolen election, what have you heard about really trying to figure out what happened and how do we turn this thing around so that when you run, there's an honest election? On November 23rd, there's important paperwork being filed, I believe, at the U.S. Supreme Court. Yep. It's the Mike Lindell team.
Oh, yeah.
And what do you know about that? We've got to find out. If we don't get to the bottom of what happened on November 3rd, then we lose our country forever to some degree, right?
So Mike is a total warrior. Mike is a good friend of mine, too. And I can tell you, Mike is very, very excited about what's going to be happening with the Supreme Court. It's going to be a great thing. Now, you made the absolute best point you can make, which is a lot of Republicans are now saying, you know, we just need to focus and move on to 2022 for the midterms and then 2024 and, you know, try to get, you know, a new president in. You don't need to move on to 2022 or 2024 until you figure out what in the world happened in 2020. Because if you don't fix 2020, what makes you think for any moment that you're going to have a good showing in 2022 or 2024 when it comes to results? You may have a good showing, meaning people show up, but if there's fraud, if there's ballots that are being stolen or if there's ballots that are being added, it doesn't matter how well your showing is. You've got to fix the problem. So Maricopa County, we've got those results. You know, I went down to the Maricopa County forensic audit. It was a beautiful thing, a logistical masterpiece, what they were doing down there, and they released the results. One of the biggest problems we have is the fake news. The fake news reports the results are in. They recounted the ballots. And guess what happened? Former Vice President Joe Biden won. Now, you know, the rhinos get really mad at me because I call him former Vice President Joe Biden. They get so mad. They say, Jackson, they get real, you know, stiff. You need to call him President Joe Biden. I say, stolen elections don't equate to legitimate presidencies. I'm going to call him former Vice President Joe Biden, or I can call him Brandon. It's your choice, whichever one you want. But I'm going to call him former Vice President Joe Biden. He stole an election. He was a part of it. Maricopa County. They didn't recount the ballots there. See, that's what everyone gets so confused on. They're like, it's like this. Let me show you something. I got two books, one by Vanessa Clark, one by Clay Clark. No matter how many times I recount these books, one, two, one, two, no matter how many times, I'm always going to have two books. You can recount them a million and one times. You're going to get two books. What happened in Maricopa was not a recount. It was a forensic audit to determine, is this ballot legitimate and is this ballot fraudulent? It wasn't a recount, because if you recount fraudulent ballots, you're going to get a fraudulent result. What they did was determine how many ballots were legit. And what they found, I'm sure you know the results, they found there were 50,000 fraudulent ballots in one county, just one county, Maricopa County. One county, 50,000 fraudulent ballots in a state that President Trump lost by 10,000 votes. Now, I'm no mathematician. I didn't go to college to study mathematics. But if you lost the entire state by 10,000 votes and there was 50,000 fraudulent ballots in one county, that tells me we got big trouble in Arizona.
Yeah, and we all know it. I incorrectly predicted that Joseph Biden would never be sworn in because it was my thesis that the powers that be in this country, even the military, the brightest minds in this country, couldn't allow that to happen because it was a coup. What occurred on November 3rd and 4th was a coup. You're right. He's an illegitimate president. And absolutely, what do we get out of an illegitimate president? We get illegitimate laws and executive orders. The man is destroying this country.
Chaos.
And let me just ask you this, as it pertains to taxes, as it pertains to what... Boy, I should be careful here, but as it pertains to, in my view, the criminal IRS, the privately owned IRS, the privately owned Federal Reserve System, you're concerned about inflation. Hyperinflation is a possibility. I think part of this $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, hopefully it'll die in the Senate, right? Yep. Tell me what you think is going to happen, because I think part of this thing is to hire 80,000 additional IRS agents to crawl up the rectums of the U.S. taxpayer to pay for this thing. So you got to love how these illegitimate monsters that call themselves officials, or what they really are is representatives, but they don't represent we the people. They're saying this thing is free. It's not going to cost anything, but they're going to curl up the butts of taxpayers to pay for it. I've said this so many times lately, Pastor. It's making my blood boil.
Well, it ought to, and it ought to make every American's blood boil. Especially, you know, you just take a look at the dynamics. You confirm a guy like Merrick Garland as the attorney general, right? And then he uses the FBI, mobilizes the FBI to label parents who are concerned about CRT being shoved down their kids' throats at school board meetings as domestic terrorists, right? It's just unbelievable. And so when it comes to the IRS, I think you're going to like my stance on the IRS. I have a very simple stance on the IRS. I posted it the other day just to let everybody know where I'm at when it comes to the IRS. It's very simple. Abolish the IRS. You got to abolish. How can you clean it up? I don't think you can clean it up. You need to abolish the IRS. It's a total branch. It's an extension of a tyrannical government, especially when they're talking about hiring 80,000 new IRS agents. Do you know what that's going to look like? I mean, I know they're wanting to monitor all of our transactions. You know, they came out with that. We're going to monitor. Was it $600 or more? I think it was $600 or more. They were going to monitor those transactions. And so that's a huge fiasco, huge problem. We got the man here.
Clay Clark, what do you have to say about the IRS? You a big fan?
Well, let me see real quick. Let me get myself. Okay, there I am. I think I got two mics on. I have one mic on. How are you?
Good. Slide over to your left.
That's fair. Let me. Oh, there we go. Yeah, there we are.
Now, can you guys explain to me why in the world? I think I know the answer. It's sort of a rhetorical question. It would be fantastic for the economy just to have a 15% or an 18% flat tax. Why do we have such an onerous system that penalizes those who produce?
Well, we're not this is not a business show, but I am a business person who is, for some reason, I think God has asked everybody to use your time, treasure, and talents this year to help save this nation. So I took a time out from my business life to do this, but I just want to talk business for a second. Simplicity scales and complexity fails. So once you write that down, put that on a shirt, that's how you scale a business. So Jackson happens to run a business, also runs a church. And people say, well, how could you possibly run a church and run for office? Ah, you know, which one's more important? that discussion gets asked.
Oh, all the time.
But for me, you know, for my partner, Dr. Zellner and I, between the two of us, we've built, I think, 17 multimillion dollar companies. And people say, well, how could you possibly run 17 million dollar multimillion dollar companies while still hosting an event? It's because simplicity scales and complexity fails. So what you do is if I went in today into the federal government, I would say, if I was asked to do so and say, help us fix our tax system, I would say, we're going to do a flat tax, 15% flat tax on anything that I believe to be a non-need. All right. So anything that's a non-need. So food, not going to tax it. Groceries, not going to tax groceries. So food, clothing, and let's say the Second Amendment. I'm not going to tax guns. So food, clothing, Second Amendment. And then everything else is taxed. You want to buy a boat? You want to buy a van? You want to travel? You want to do airplane? 15%. Boom. And then what we're going to do with all the IRS employees is we're going to lay them all off. All of them. All of them. Immediately.
Abolish the IRS.
That's what I would do. Now, you used to ask the question, why can we not do it? Why has it not been done? It's because, this is a true story. A friend of mine works for the IRS. Years ago, I got audited and he thought it was kind of a funny thing. So we're talking and he's like, oh, so I see you got audited. This is about 10 years ago. And I said, well, yeah. And he goes, I said, how do you know? He says, well, we're not supposed to talk about it, but I did talk about it. Everybody knows who you are. You're getting audited. And the person they put on your case, man, she's a bulldog. However, she's dating one of your current employees. And now think about this. He knew who's auditing me, why they're auditing me. And he knew that the person auditing me is dating one of my employees. Think about how crazy that is.
A little bit of a conflict of interest, right?
So we start talking about the IRS and he's like, hey, off the record, seriously, if we did a flat tax, none of us would have jobs. That's why we've never
get
jobs.
And
he knows I'm super passionate about it.
We don't want them to have jobs. Here's the problem. I kind of disagree with what you said about 15% on cars and things like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I kind of caught myself too. I disagree with myself because there shouldn't be a tax on our income at all. What I was arguing with a flat tax is a 15 or 18% flat tax on income, but we shouldn't have an income tax at all. And in fact, if you go back some period of years, there never was an income tax and the country had roads and it had infrastructure.
Well, let's be clear. And again, you see, you're a sneaky guy, Mr. SGT. You asked me a question off the cuff. I'm coming out of a meeting here. I'm hopping in here.
Gotcha.
I'm being ambushed by, but I'm just saying this is the idea that I would have. If you buy something, then you could pay tax when you buy something. So if I'm somebody who says, hey, listen, I'm on a fixed income, I have to save a lot of money right now, I don't think you should be taxed.
Yeah.
And if you need to feed your family and buy groceries, and I don't think you should be taxed. Now, if we do need taxes for roads and these sorts of things, and if you do need taxes, I just feel like you should tax people for what they're buying, and it's a flat tax. Now let's talk about this for a second. Let's talk about double taxation or triple taxation. So let me talk about this just for a second. Sorry to get on this rabbit trail.
Yeah, you're going to get me started here, man, because I had this conversation with my wife last night. Do you know in the state in which I live, every single time a vehicle is sold, so you go to the dealer, you buy yourself a new Jeep, right? You pay a mountain of tax, 7%, 7.5% in my state. Yep. If you sell that car in 3 years, the new buyer pays sales tax. 10 years later, the car sells for 20 grand. That guy pays sales tax over and over and over again. It's absolutely outrageous.
You pay sales tax when you buy the car, okay, for a car tag. Then you pay tax every time you drive a toll road. Yep. You pay tax on the gas. By the way, the refinery that refines the gas, they pay tax. Should you invest in a utility company and a stock portfolio that is where you get taxed on your capital gains, should the company make money? Tax. Overall, right now, I encourage people to look it up here on research, the average American pays well over 50% of all income in taxes currently right now. So, but I will say this, and then I'll let you guys get back to your incredible interview that didn't feature me. I'm just kind of ambushing you guys here. But I was just saying,
you can't go wrong with a Clay Clark appearance.
Well, I will just say this. The reason why these Reawaken America Tour events are connecting with people so much is people are coming from outside of politics. So to share the truth. So you see people like, we had the Attorney General of Texas was at the event in San Antonio. And he was blown away by the energy and the enthusiasm, the motivation behind the audience. And Jackson, the people who are coming to the Reawaken America Tour events, these are not political junkies who go to things. These are people that would never, ever, ever come to a Republican event. They would never come to a CPAC. They would never go to an RNC. One, because they know it's going to be $1,000 a plate. And on the commercial, it's going to say, this year we seek to expose the deep state, which is why today's event is sponsored by Pfizer. I mean, it's like, what? So our events, you can name your price.
Yes.
That's why you're seeing guys like Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer. You see Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. You
General
see
Michael Flynn.
Michael Flynn.
Mike Lindell.
They're all at these events. And all what elected office has Mike Lindell had? He hasn't. That's the point. All these people are wanting to expose election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, as you guys are talking about, which is excessive taxation without representation, and mainstream media fraud. And I am fired up to see the awakening that's happening, because do you guys
all
recognize, do you see how, this is a friend of mine in Texas. Her name's Debbie. I won't mention her last name, but Debbie, I love Debbie. You guys need to meet Debbie. But Debbie has a big show, show's massive. She found that the average Christian conservative is not registered to vote in Texas.
Yep.
Now, once those people start to vote, it won't even be, it'll be over.
It's over.
So we got to wake up the lions. Yeah. So I am fired up to be here with you.
We're going to Phoenix.
We're going to Phoenix.
How many tickets you got left?
Right now, there's just under 2,000 left for Phoenix. And that's massive event.
Anybody across the country can come.
Yep. January 14th and 15th. Then we go to Dallas, Texas.
TimeToFreeAmerica.com.
There's four tickets left right now because someone just moved their tickets to Phoenix from Dallas.
Okay.
TimeToFreeAmerica.com. That's December. And then we're going to Oregon in April. People are saying, Oregon never has big events. That's true, which is why we're going to Oregon. And then we're going to Ohio, Canton, Ohio. Yes. People say, nobody comes to Canton for vacation in February. Oh, yeah. We are making Canton, Ohio a tourist destination.
It's the chains on the wheels, right?
Exactly.
Chains on the wheels.
So I would just say for anybody out there, this is a time. We are waking people up. I feel very encouraged.
Yes.
Mr. SGT, I feel very encouraged. I'm seeing people are telling me, Clay, I would have never come to an event like this.
Well, they're incredible.
Yeah.
They really are.
They're waking people up. They're waking people up.
Well, TimeToFreeAmerica.com.
Say again?
TimeToFreeAmerica.com. People can go over.
Hey, I have an SGT miracle I would like to share before you guys hang up on me. There was a lady at the San Antonio event who told me, she said, I would have never gone to this event, but my husband listens to SGT. No, I'm serious. And you probably know what I'm talking about. I'm just going to be very vague. But this is a person that was a very generous donor to a very big cause.
Oh,
and she came up and she said, I would have never came, but my husband's an avid SGT guy.
I got dragged to it.
Wow.
So she was like, I would never listen. I thought that show was a crazy show, but now she's in. She's in now, baby.
All right. Well, I'm very glad to hear that. You know, we can only wake people up one person at a time. I've often said, you can't see people wonder, why can't I wake up my neighbor? Why can't I wake up my mom? Why can't I wake up my brother? You can't wake people up. They have to choose on their own to wake up and go on this journey. Each person, it's a personal choice. I think that's true as it pertains to the experimental death shot too. Personally, I know a lot
individual
of people.
Freedoms.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people, you know, here's a funny anecdote. I've shared this many times now. I warned a friend via email, and I sent this person a 14-minute little wonderfully produced cartoon packed with information about the experimental vaccine and the dangers of it. And I said to this person, please watch this before you take the vaccine. The person responded almost immediately, we're going to have to agree to disagree about this subject. So I know they didn't watch the video, ran out and got the shot. Each person must wake up one by one and on their own. That's the way these things
I will say this today. We had the mainstream media here in the office. Many of the media that showed up are friends of mine, and they did not know what was in the COVID-19 vaccines. And two of them on the way out shook my hand and said, thanks for telling me that, dude. I had no idea.
Yeah.
They had no idea.
They did not fight back.
They didn't. They actually today, you saw them nodding their head. Mainstream media was nodding their head. I'm telling you. And if people go to TimeToFreeAmerica.com and you click on the button, what's inside the vaccines, all the research from our friends, Dr. Madej, Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Meehan, it's all there. And these media guys, I'm telling you,
they were just like,
they had no idea that luciferase was in the RNA modifying nanotechnology vaccines. They also had no idea that we have one mystery fly in the studio right now trying to kill Jackson.
There's just flying everywhere.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. I'm going to go put out a burning fire.
All right, thank you guys.
Appreciate you.
See you,
boss. Appreciate you.
All right. Hopefully that fly isn't one of these new DARPA fly-sized drones. It's probably monitoring you guys and eavesdropping on this conversation. But I'll tell you what. Let them eavesdrop on us. All we do is drop truth bombs.
We're dropping the truth.
That's all we do.
And they hate it.
All right, my friend. Well, I guess final topic here is news of the day. Darryl Brooks Jr., a Black BLM supporter, plowed his SUV into a Christmas parade, killing at least 5 people in Wisconsin. And CNN, as of the moment we're recording this, still won't ID him will not show his picture or mention his race. He's a black man. And Brooks, Daryl Brooks Jr., the man allegedly responsible for this crime, posted many anti-white posts on Facebook when he commented on the Rittenhouse verdict and called for violence against white people. I only bring that up, my friend, because they're going to come after you too. CNN, the Mockingbird mainstream horror media like Newsweek, they're going to try to lie about you, misrepresent you to the rest of the population as being a white supremacist. Because why? Because you care about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in our nation.
Yeah. Well, this is where we have to be honest and don't care what the fake news says. Black Lives Matter is a domestic terrorist organization that has caused so much chaos, division, and destruction in this country. They need to be labeled by our government as a domestic terrorist organization. Everyone's like, well, he says Black lives don't matter. No, no, no. We all know the sentiment that Black lives matter, just like white lives matter. But the organization, Black Lives Matter, that is a domestic terrorist organization that needs to be labeled by our government as such and treated as such. And what happened yesterday? What a tragedy. Running over five people, killing five people and injuring 40, correct? I believe it's 40 that were injured as what we know right now. Who knows what the actual number is? And the guy gets out on a $1,000 bail. Are you kidding me? Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's absolutely unbelievable. And that is the world we live in. I don't know if he's been released on a $5,000 bail for this crime, but I think there was a previous crime where he literally just got out of jail and then committed this crime, just to be clear. Well, I'll tell you what, man, the mainstream Mockingbird horror media keeps us in business because they do is lie and lose credibility on a daily basis. All right, sir. So it's jacklaw.com, correct?
Jacklaw.us.
Jacklaw.
Jacklaw.us.
Jacklaw.us. My mistake. All right, guys. If you want to kick in a little helpful stipend, it's jacklaw.us. Let's get Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer elected to U.S. Senate for the great state of Oklahoma.
Thank you.
Pastor Jackson, we wish you well. Thank you so much for your time, too.
It's an honor.
Honor's all mine. Thank you so much. And friends, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. A special thank you to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. Thank you. Seriously, thank you so much for keeping us in the fight for real news. And for real news, you can check out my site, thephaser.com and sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda 24/7. Just a quick word about our sponsor, Shrinkflation. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
There's a lot of good things that are breaking our way. You know, I always tell people, just have hope. When things get real, then people react the right way. That's what happened in Virginia. The Democrats found out the hard way. You don't screw up people's kids.
Well, that's it for now, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in. And I'll remind you every single day for free. Visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. May God bless you, your family, and may God bless this republic. Bye-bye.